For WNPR News, I'm Laurie Mack. Quinnipiac University's Polling Institute in Hamden has gained national recognition for its public opinion polls. They've been highly rated for accuracy in predicting primary and general elections and are cited regularly by major news outlets around the country. The polling process is continuously being analyzed, and there are more challenges than you might think. Public opinion polls are everywhere. They're indispensable for researchers, politicians, and news organizations who watch them closely when it comes to finding out what people think about presidential candidates or policy issues. Campaign managers change their strategies based on them, but they often differ, sometimes dramatically. I recently visited the Quinnipiac Polling Institute and watched as over 100 pollsters wearing headsets sitting in front of computers at partitioned desks asked questions like,
if the election were being held today and the candidates were Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Doug Schwartz has been director of the poll, which is a year-round operation, for more than 20 years. He says several things set the Q poll apart from other polling organizations. They regularly poll in 9 states and New York City, as well as nationally.
There are a lot of polls that just poll in their home state, or they just do national polls. So as far as I'm aware, we're the only poll that regularly polls in so many different places.
They also conduct swing state polls, and they adhere to so-called traditional gold standard methodology, meaning they use live callers to call landlines and cell phones as opposed to computer-generated or internet polls. It's an expensive undertaking that's not without challenges, specifically when it comes to mobile-only households, says Schwartz.
They tend to be disproportionately young people. Also, we've seen in the data that blacks and Hispanics are more likely to be cell phone only. So you're going to underrepresent them. You're going to underrepresent young people if all you do is call landlines.
Cell phones pose other challenges, too. People not answering when they don't recognize the calling number, or moving out of state and keeping an old number. That doesn't work if you're trying to collect data from Florida, but the person you're reaching now lives in Connecticut. All a sign of the times, says Kathleen Weldon of the Roper Center for Public Opinion Research at Cornell University.
If the phone simply doesn't ring in your house and you don't answer it when it does, that is very different than it was 40 years ago. The phone rang, you answered it. But now that isn't necessarily true. So we have to adapt and make changes every time there's a technological or social change.
Of course, some of these challenges add to poll discrepancies. For example, some pollsters use robo-polls, which are prohibited by law from calling cell phones. That's a lot of potentially unrepresented people. So methodology is certainly a major factor when it comes to discrepancies, says Schwartz, along with sample size and selection. But other details factor in as well.
Part of it is margin of error that it can explain differences. Part of it is how a pollster might weight their data or select likely voters or the question order or even question wording.
And that's where it becomes an art. Question wording and order can be misleading, says Weldon.
It may be something that by the end of 20 questions about the problems of smoking, you are convinced smoking is the number one health problem facing the country. But we're not sure that you would have said that if we asked you in an open-ended response at the beginning of a questionnaire, what's the most important health issue facing the country?
A simple word can have an impact, says Schwartz, as they found with polls on gun control.
We took out the word control and did, do you think gun laws should be made stronger? And we find that there's more of an appetite for stronger gun laws, not as much of an appetite for stronger gun control. It made a difference, just a word.
Weldon says that kind of experimentation is both necessary and useful, which is why transparency in polls is important.
Every time there's an election, pollsters have this opportunity to test their methodologies against the real world and improve their accuracy.
Most pollsters agree a good poll is both an art and a science, but the ultimate poll, says Weldon, is election day.
I'm calling from the Quinnipiac University poll.
Laurie Mack, WNPR News.